part of the Tehillim about Ryan Brachfield.
A person can sit in a sukkah. He looks around and everything seems to be perfectly fine. The walls, the schach, and still it's questionable if he fulfilled the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. The Gemara tells us in sukkah daf yud beis, sometimes a person after a long day of work comes home. He has a bundle of straw or wheat on his shoulders. They became wet from the rain. He puts it on top of his sukkah because he wants it should dry in the sun. Now, if he has this intention, the schach is pusul, because the schach needs to be put l'shem sukkah, or at least l'shem tzel, to have a shady place, and not in order for the schach to dry. V'nim l'choleyo, he changed his mind. L'sikuch, he said, it's beautiful, maybe I'll use it for the schach. Says the Gemara, it's pusul, because v'toyre amru, ta'ase v'loy mino usik. We have to actively build and create a sukkah, and not use a sikkah which was somehow created by itself without any physical act. When he put his schach on, the schach was put l'shem yibush, to dry. Now he changed his mind, but it wasn't put in a valid way, and therefore the sukkah remains pusuk. The psul is a pusuk in the Torah. The Torah says, chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseloch shivas yumim, you have to create, you have to build the sukkah, and not that the sukkah should be created by itself. Now the sugya of Tas Leminusui is a very big sugya, and it's definitely beyond the scope of this shiur to discuss all different aspects. And also we don't intend to pass in any halucha lemaaseh. For this you would have to consult your local roof. But I would like to explore with you some fascinating questions, relevant topics which are connected to this pusik, this halucha of Tas Leminusui. The klal of Tas Leminusui is not only by sukkah. We find it by mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvahs mezuzah. The Shechnuch says a case where a person takes a mezuzah and attaches the mezuzah to a loose door frame. A door frame which is on the floor, a few pieces of wood. He takes his mezuzah, he attaches it to the door frame. Then he takes the door frame with the mezuzah and attaches it to the entrance, to his house. Then the Shechnur says, it's pusul. It's a gemurah, because here as well, the rule of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'usri would apply. You have to take a mezuzah and put it on your door, and not take a door frame and then connect it while the mezuzah is already connected. Again, a case of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'usri. The Shechnur in Simen Reish Peivuv discusses perhaps a more relevant case, where a person has an extension or builds a new house, but he's still waiting for the doors to be delivered. So therefore he has a door frame without a door, and he wants to put a mezuzah on his door frame. It's a big machlokes in the Rishonim if such a door frame is required to have a mezuzah or not. The Rambam holds Mashke without the door, yeah. Door frame without the door. The Rambam holds, it says in the Pusik, Al mezuzah is beisecho vishorecho, and as the Levush explains, the Rambam holds that vishorecho means a door. So each beisecho, each house needs to have a door as well, and without a door, there's no chiyuv of a mezuzah. Many other Rishonim disagree and hold beisecho is a door frame with or without a door, and vishorecho is a gate. For example, a person comes in a city and there's a large gate, that's what vishorecho means. And therefore, even without a door, there's a chiyuv, the rise of putting a mezuzah. The Shechnur brings both opinions. And therefore, if a person has a door frame without a door, he would put a mezuzah without saying a brucha, because perhaps the halacha is like the Rambam, and there's no chiv of mezuzah, and therefore he should put a mezuzah, but without a brucha. Says the Shach, what if a person is still waiting for doors to be delivered? He built the house, and the doors are not there yet, and he wants to live in a house with mezuzahs. So what would he do? He would take a mezuzah. He'll put his mezuzah on the door frame without a brucha. But 2 weeks later, when the doors arrive, he wants to attach the doors to the door frame. Now, if you don't hawk like the Rambam, everything is fine. With or without the door, it doesn't make any difference. Just attach. Without them, you should have made bucha, because perhaps Aluch is like the Rambam, therefore we don't want to make a bucha. But now when he puts on the door, and if we go according to the opinion of the Rambam, he puts his mezuzah prior for it to have the chiyuv of mezuzah. And therefore the mezuzah was invalid. Now suddenly by adding a door to the door frame, a chiyuv was created. But there's missing the tase. You have to actively put on the mezuzah when the chiyuv is already there. And when you put it prior to that, before that, it would be a case of tase veloy min usui. And therefore, says the Shach, halucha lemas, a person has to take off the mezuzah, put his door on, and then again put the mezuzah, both again without a bucha, because maybe he fulfilled the mitzvah already before, and therefore he wouldn't make any bucha.
He didn't make the
bucha first time because it had no door, and if the halucha is like the Rambam, there's no chiyuv mezuzah, and therefore the Shach says we should better put it without a bucha. Yeah, yeah. Twice in order to be choish for the Rambam. There is a more complicated case, which we will try to discuss perhaps a bit later. What's when a person had a door frame with a door? And he attached a mezuzah to his door frame with the door, and he made a bruch. Now he's painting his house, and he wants to take off the door, to paint the door, and afterwards put the door back on again. Would he have to take off the mezuzah or not? But before we discuss that, let's go to Hilchus Sukkah. I think most of us don't work in the field, and don't have wheat which needs to be dried, and therefore the case of the Gemurah is not so relevant. However, there's another case which is very relevant, and this is our sukkah roof. A person has a sukkah with a sukkah roof. And he puts his schach underneath the sukkah roof. The schach is invalid because you have to put the schach mitachas kippas hashamayim. You put your schach underneath a piece of plastic or piece of glass, and therefore the schach is invalid. When I later open my roof, would this also be a problem of tas lo min usui? Would it be the same thing where I placed the schach in an invalid way, and afterwards I somehow opened the roof and created the sukkah without physically building the schach? Would this be also a problem of tase veloy min usui? Now, sukkah roof is not a modern invention, though Zahua speaks already about a similar case. He speaks about a case where a person builds a sukkah underneath a roof. A regular roof, he builds a sukkah, and then afterwards he has to dismantle or detach the roof. That was much more work than our sukkah roofs. He had to go and dismantle the roof, if it was made out of tiles or wood. And then he suddenly created a sukkah, because the sukkah was built underneath the roof, and only on a later stage he took away the roof. And this seems to be our case. The Ozawah says, it's fine. There's no problem of tash lo min usri. The question is why? Why is there no problem? If he builds a sukkah, which is invalid, and somehow later he creates something by validating the sukkah without touching the sukkah, wouldn't this be also tase veloy min usu? There's a second case, which is already very similar to our sukkah roof, where a person doesn't have to detach or dismantle the roof. Rather, we're talking about the tzrif. The Maril brings this case, where he opens a roof on hinges, which reminds our system. And there he says again the same thing, when he put the schach, why the roof was closed. And afterwards you open the roof, there's no problem of taslo in usui, and our question is why. The Rimon Sim Tuf Reish Chuvuv, in Siv Beis, in Siv Gimel, brings both cases. He speaks about the old-fashioned sukkah roofs, where you had to dismantle the roof, and he speaks about the more modern sukkah roofs, where the roof was on hinges, and in both cases he says there's no problem. Why is there no problem? So you put schach underneath the roof.
And you're building without the schach on top, it's not a sukkah. So
right.
Is it forbidden to do it like that?
Sorry?
You're building the sukkah with the roof closed, right?
Right.
That's not a sukkah.
But when did you put the schach? Before you open the roof?
There's no schach. You use right. It before you can't build the sukkah.
True.
The roof's closed.
Right. So if you open first the roof and then you put the schach, then it's perfectly fine. That's our question. Why is that not a problem of Tasso in Usri? Why is that not a problem when I built my sukkah, I built it in an invalid way, and afterwards I fixed the sukkah but without touching the schach, right? That's our question. Why is this not the same case as putting a bundle of wheat and changing our mind and deciding we want to use it as a schach? Says the Remu, the problem of tas v'ivna usui is when the schach in itself was invalid. For example, you use a material which is invalid. You use leaves which are connected to the floor. You use a schach which was not put l'shem tzel, where either the material or the schach itself is problematic. If you put schach which is problematic, and afterwards you change it without a physical act, this would be tas v'ivna usui. In our case, the schach was perfect schach. The intention was also perfectly fine. It was there, l'shem tzel. It was just something from the outside, an outside factor which bothered, which disturbed Yusuk. This is not called ta'aseh v'lo yimnu usui. I made my sukkah. I physically built my sukkah. You're right, that's something which was covering the roof, but that's something from the side. The only problem is if the schach itself was invalid. And I validated the schach, sorry? Right. Okay, that's a bit of a different case because there we didn't have an oil itself. We didn't have any. We didn't have a sukkah. Right. Here we have a sukkah. Right. So, according to the Remo, according to these opinions, we have no question. We can put the schach whenever we want, and we can decide to open our roof whenever we want, just before we sit and we eat in the sukkah, the roof has to be open. However, it's not so simple because we have many achoyim who disagree with the Remo. The Bach, the Mogen Avraham, and the Mishtabur, who quotes these poskim. And they say, don't compare the old-fashioned sukkah with our new sukkahs. The old-fashioned sukkahs where we built a proper sukkah underneath the roof, and later we detach the roof, we dismantle the roof. There says the Mogen Avraham, the Bach, the Mishnebura, we agree that this is fine. However, the second case is much more complicated. Why? The Bach says that in the first case, you built a sukkah which looks like a sukkah. When I come into my dining room, I see a new sukkah, four walls, I see a new roof, and then I have my proper seating which I have to dismantle afterwards. The sukkah is there in front of me. It's just something in the side which is disturbing me. When I dismantle this roof, the sukkah is there, but was already created and built before. Whereas if you have a regular dining room and you have a few leaves, right, we don't usually put leaves on our seating, but it's a new seating which is very near to our sukkah roof. We don't build any new walls. There's nothing really visible. The only moment when a sukkah becomes a sukkah is when you open your roof. And therefore, you only create the sukkah once when you open your roof, and there you would have a problem of tasa lo yimnu usui. If I built a true sukkah, I made a sukkah which is fine. I just had a problem, the roof, I take away the roof, and then everything is okay. But when I don't build a true sukkah, when the sukkah doesn't look like a sukkah, only once I open the roof. So by opening the roof, I create a sukkah without physically touching the schach, and this would be ta'ase v'lo yimnu usui.
A garden shed, nobody lives in a garden shed. You make a garden shed, making it look pretty inside. You put the schach on, but the roof is still, that should be okay.
If the garden shed is a regular house, which would
no garden shed,
right, so
maybe I live
right
in a garden shed and you're preparing.
True, but halachically speaking, this shed is considered a house. It's considered a house and not a sukkah. So therefore, when you sit in this shed, usually you don't sit in the shed. But what if you would go in the shed while the roof is shut? You wouldn't look at it as a sukkah. Sukkah is not something which has the feeling of a sukkah, but which looks halachically like a sukkah. You didn't build any walls. You didn't add any schach. Yeah, you put some leaves on the top, but it doesn't seem like you built now a sukkah underneath. You would take the shed, and you would build the shed in your dining room. And afterwards, you would open the sukkah roof. Perhaps there you would be right. That's the opinion of the Bach. Mogen Avraham agrees, but because of a different reason. He says that when you dismantle a proper roof, this is my building of the sukkah, which is quite a chiddush because we don't touch the schach, but he holds that by properly dismantling a roof, this would be considered tase. By doing that, I create and I build my schach. But in our case, we just have a door on hinges or roof on hinges, there it would be invalid. I read the Mishneh Berurah. Veda the das habach lehachmir beze shitzurich liftoir dalsois haga koidem shemesachich. Vechein hiskim amung navum veli rabbe v'shar achoinim. Vim shuchach v'niach haschach be'oit shoyagogois zgurim. So watch if I follow these opinions and I forgot to open my roof before I put on the schach. It could happen. Sometimes it's raining and sometimes just it was forgotten. What do you do then? How do you fix that? Tzurich liftoyach hagugois, you have to open then the roof. Ilenanea kol haschach dehainu shiagbia kol eitz levadoi v'yachzor v'yanichenu l'shem tzel v'shuv yagbia eitz chaveiro v'yinichu v'chein kulam. You have to lift each piece of the schach, lift it up, and put it up again, l'shem tzel. If you lift up the whole thing together, that would be fine as well. See me. There's a question mark. Yeah. Mishavu aluch in the mouth. So there is another halucha of tzuch lechadish v'duvo. If it's the old schach, that's to add something new to it. But because of this problem, this would not solve this problem. For this problem, you would have to lift the entire schach, or just put it on while the sukkah roof is fully open, and then that's how the mishavu passes. Sorry?
Last year's sukkah, you left it up the whole year.
Right.
And you used it at a normal house. And then you opened it every year, sukkah, nothing more.
There, you the first time when you built the sukkah, you built the sukkah in the right way. Hopefully. The first time when you put the schach there, you opened the roof, and then you put on there the schach. Even though, Yadoka said, sorry? So tzurich lechadish boduvo. We pass like the Shami that you have to add something. You have to do something to the schach as well, right? Right, but that's not because Tasso knows it. That's because of a different reason. You have to put it. Ikar din we hold like vesilin, and therefore it would be valid. But we have to renew it and not use the schach already from last year. Therefore. Again, I'm not passing halucha lemaaseh. For this, you would have to consult your local roof. But according to what we learn here, if you put your schach while your sukkah roof is closed, it's questionable if the person fulfilled the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And therefore, can be invited by someone who has a beautiful sukkah, but you're not sure if the sukkah is kosher or not. Question: if he opened his roof while he put on the schach, option number one. Option number two: afterwards. A few days before Sukkot, he can open his roof, lift up his schach again, and put it down, or each part of the schach, or if it's a small schach, he can lift the whole schach and put it again in the Shem Sukkah, and by doing that, he would have a kosher Sukkot. Right.
So according to him, it's okay.
Right. Avishbu doesn't mention that. Even though he mentioned the chumra of sitting in the... Yeah.
How much we have to pick it up? Any shear? How much we have to pick up?
The Lushna Mishnah Berurah is that it seems to be you have to lift each part by itself. It seems to be has to be fully detached. You ask if there's any problem with Lovit, if you see Tuchim is Weiskish. Right, yeah. Or first the first part and then the second part, right, yeah. Yeah.
You've got a big bamboo thing, and you're not doing just doing like this.
Let's finish off the sukkah. What we say here is you have to lift and put up the schach again. We have questions. How do we do that if it's one big mat? How do you? Let's maybe come to it later when we finish the. Okay, when do we have to do that? When does the sukkah have to be open? Does it have to be open 2 weeks before sukkahs while I built my sukkah, or when yontif comes in? The question is, when is a sukkah being built? Is a sukkah being built in the middle of the year, a few weeks before sukkahs, or perhaps only when yontif is there, then we call the sukkah a true sukkah? 30 days you built it l'shem sukkah. But what happened if you, for example, you put yischach when there was no roof, 2 weeks before sukkahs, you closed the roof, and then when sukkahs comes inside, the roof was still closed. Would this also be a problem of tas lo mina usui? According to the words of the Matefaim, seems to be no problem. Because the Matir Chaim says, Nuchoin, it's right to make sure that your roof should be open when Sukkot arrives, when Yontav comes in. And he explains because there's a certain Kedisha which comes down when Yontav comes in, and this Kedisha ascends on the Sukkah, and if the roof is shut, it's not a Sukkah. And therefore make sure, if possible, if it doesn't rain, make sure that your roof should be open when Sukkot comes inside. Yeah. If it would be called Tasav Na'usri, it wouldn't be Nuchin. It would be Me'ikir Adin. And therefore, it seems to be clear that the Matir Chaim holds. I saw other poskim who disagree, but the Matir Chaim seems to be clear that once you built your sukkah, even 2 weeks before Sukkot, when the roof was open, you can afterwards close your sukkah and leave it closed till the middle of Sukkot, and the sukkah would be kosher. There is a chumrah, there's an inyan that you should open it when Yontav comes inside, but it doesn't seem to be connected with the psul of Tase v'lo yiminusi. Sorry? Right, so then nuchon, if it's possible. If it's not possible, it's not possible. Right. So we discussed the case where you have a mezuzah which was connected to a door frame, and we added the door afterwards. We said that's a problem of tasu nusi. We spoke about a more relevant case of sukkah. With our sukkah roofs, we have to put on the sukkah when the roof is open, has to be fully open. If it's not fully open, sometimes the sukkah is also not kosher. But if it's fully open, we have to put the schach. If this wasn't done, we have to open the roof afterwards and lift the schach. We have to fully lift the schach and put it back down. We have questions. Can we do it partially? Maybe if there's time, let's discuss it later. What if this was not done? But the Eved, a person forgot, and he remembers Yontif. No one opened the roof while he put the schach. According to the words of the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps he could not sit in such a sukkah. It's not clear what the Mishnah Berurah holds b'dieved. The Kaf HaChaim writes that b'dieved, a person can rely on the opinion of the Ramur, because the Ramur held it's fine. And therefore b'dieved, a person can even do a bruch leishe basukkah. That's the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim. Again, halucha lemaaseh, you would have to ask Yeruv. What's with a one stage further, a more complicated question, where we have a sukkah which was built the right way, we have a mezuzah which was put attached the right way, we attach a mezuzah to a door, and only afterwards we take off the door and we put the door up again. In the case of a sukkah, this would mean we built the sukkah, the roof is open, I close the roof and open it again. What's the question? The question is, is Tasav V'loy Min HaUsri only when the first time when you created, when you built it, it was done wrongly, and afterwards you try to fix it? Or even when you built it right, but there's a stage in between which it is invalid, perhaps now we start from again. For example, you put the mezuzah on your door, with a door, did everything fine. Then you take off the door, now you have 10 minutes or half an hour or a few days where we have a frame without a door, and there's no chiva mezuzah. So we have an invalid mezuzah according to the Rambam for this amount of time. And afterwards, I put my door up again. Would this also be a problem of tasoi no usoi, or would this not be a problem? If we would ask the same question by a sukkah roof, it would mean that when you built your sukkah, would you have to keep this sukkah roof open for the all 7 days, or would you be able to close and open your roof? And if you have to keep it open, so why do you need a sukkah roof for? So how does this work? Is there a sort of tasu no usui or not? So by sukkah we know it's fine. That's what we all do. And it's true, it's fine by sukkah. But it's not always fine by all other mitzvahs. And the reason being is a fascinating Mugen Avraham. The Mugen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis quotes a Bis Yosef, a Shuchnur. But Shulchan Aruch says when a person goes to Beis Oilem, he shouldn't have tzitzis which is showing, because la'ag la'rosh, and therefore he should cover his tzitzis. There was a certain opinion, which the Bais Yosef quotes, where people used to tie up their tzitzis. Used to take the two strings, tie it up together, and by doing so, they felt that the tzitzis are invalid, are pusul. And therefore, there's no problem of Le'eg L'Rosh. And when they went out of the Bais Oilem, they opened it up again. And the Bais Yosef argues because of two reasons. First, he says, knotting the tzitzis is not a problem. That doesn't invalidate your tzitzis. But he says, even according to their opinion, the way it does, so you pass out your tzitzis. When you open it up again, isn't that tase v'loy mina usri? You have to attach the mezuzah, you have to build the schach, and you have to attach strings to a baguette of dalet kanfis. These strings were already attached. Now you somehow ruined these strings by knotting them, according to your opinion. When you open them up again, you would have to take off all the strings and put them up again.
And according to your opinion, that is possible, then weighing the baguette with four corners is accessible.
Right. Okay, yeah, true. That might be another problem. Right. Says the Mugen Avraham, I don't understand. Why is this any difference to a schach? By the schach, we said you can close your schach and open it up again. Why? Because the first time when I built my sukkah, it was built when the roof was open. The first time where I attached these strings to my baguette, it was done the right way. Why do I care if there was in the meantime a certain amount of time where the tzitzis were pusled? And if this is a problem with tasvin usui, I have a big problem with my sukkah. I can't close the roof for all the 7 days. Says the Mugen Avraham, there's a big difference. When you ruin the chefetz of the mitzvah, when you touch the chefetz of the mitzvah, then you might start all from again. If you have tzitzis, and if attaching the strings would invalidate the tzitzis, he asked, what's with the conflict? It's true, it's a question. But if you would attach them, you would invalidate these tzitzis, you would pass these tzitzis, you ruined the goof of the tzitzis. If you did that, you start all from again. A new baguette of dalet kanfis without tzitzis. You have to take off the strings and put them up again. However, the schach, you didn't touch the schach. The schach was built properly. You put a lid on top of the schach, and you take the lid off again, and you put it on again and take it off again. But as long as you don't touch the schach, you can't say that my originally building of the sukkah is not there anymore. It's still there exactly the same way I built it. So says the Mugen Avraham, it depends. If the stage in between was something where you touch the guf mitzvah with the chefetz of the mitzvah, then you might have a problem of tasvin usui. However, if we discuss the case of a schach, they will be fine. According to that, what is your opinion in the case of the mezuzah? I put the mezuzah on a door frame with a door. I wanted to paint my house. I took off the doors. I painted the doors. These few hours while I did that, the door frame didn't have a door, and these mezuzahs became invalid. Afterwards, I take the door back and put it back to the door frame. Sorry, it is very different, because when you take off the mezuzah, you put it back on. Here, I leave the mezuzah the way it is. So would I have to take off the mezuzah again a second time while I put my doors or not? In other words, is this similar to the case of a schach? And then it would be fine, because I can close and open my roof as much as I want. Or is it similar than the case of the tzitzis? If they are right, this opinion that attaching the tzitzis would invalidate it, you would have to take them off and put them on again. Would mezuzah be similar to tzitzis, or would mezuzah be similar to schach? I believe it's somehow between both. On the one hand, it's worse than a schach, because by schach I don't touch anything which is connected to the sukkah, it's something from the top. Here I do touch my door frame, which is the place where I have to attach my mezuzah. On the other hand, it's a door which I attach to a door frame which is there already. I don't touch the mezuzah itself. I don't play with the mezuzah. And therefore you can appreciate the Pischa Tshiva brings the machloikas achroinim, if you would have to take off the mezuzah or not. The Chavos Das holds that you don't have to take off the mezuzah. The Pri Chodesh holds that you do have to take off the mezuzah. And we can understand and appreciate why is this a question. Because it's somewhere between tzitzis and eschach. It's only according to Shita Rambam, but the Shach says that we have to be machme like the Rambam. We don't fully pass like the Rambam, we have to be machme like the Rambam, and therefore.
Only because all these Adjarazes with the Rabbonim say it's Beheteri is all right. Because the Rabbonim says it's called Beheteri because of the Adjarazes. Louis, it would be the Rabbonim, there's no problem.
Why? Maybe. These are all the rises, yeah. Now I see it's getting late, and we only touched a small part of the Sugya of Tarsum in Usli. There are many questions where one builds, for example, walls, and afterwards a schach, or first a schach, and then walls. Would this be a problem? What if you take off your walls on sukkahs, etc.? Just finishing off with a small vote. Half a minute, 20 seconds, part two. That's a new end. We learned, Daf Yomi, I think it was yesterday, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will come down from Shemaim. However, the Medrash says that this is only the Beis HaMikdash itself. The doors would have to be put on by us. And some explain that Tefillah in Misif or Rosh Chodesh, Hareinu Bevinyunoi, you should show us the Beis HaMikdash with the sense, but with Samcheinu Besikunoi, we will have to add something. Perhaps this is connected with Tase, Veloi Mino Usui, you should also add our Chedek Shkoich. Yeah.